Morgan, good to have you with us. Do you want to say a few words?
Yes.
Does this man need an introduction, I say? What's it about?
Brief, it is to be brief. But it's difficult because there's really an awful lot to talk about. Some of you, I assume, are here because this is how the program is arranged, and this happens to be near to the stage, and so naturally you feel this is where you come. But actually the story is a lot more complicated and a lot longer than that. And really what we're doing tonight is entering into a record of God's love and mercy and favour that goes back 40 years. Right here, 40 years ago, a lorry arrived in Horsey with a very unusual load. On the back of the lorry was an old four-wheel horse-drawn caravan, which had served its time as the base for an evangelist who travelled around Norfolk in the villages of Norfolk preaching the good news of Jesus Christ. The van had served its time and was due to be replaced and had been purchased by a young member of the staff of the Scripture Union for the sum of £5. Thing was, having acquired this van, he needed somewhere to put it. And through the kind offices of the gentleman who had been the evangelist, it was suggested that there was a farmer living in Horsey who might be willing to act as host for this caravan. And so there was, and so it turned out, and so the caravan was duly dumped up the lane there on a bit of high ground, and that summer became a holiday base for the man and his family, who rapidly became friends with the Christian men and women living in this village, including some of our friends here, and who were then, the Methodists then, were meeting actually in an old chapel right up that end, much smaller than this, and at times rather overcrowded. And so began a connection. And it was an interesting connection because at the same time, also in a farmhouse way over there on the dunes, every summer there was a holiday party which was in fact a family reunion of a missionary to Rwanda, a very well-known and a very remarkable man called Joe Church, who was himself, I suppose, one of the instigators of the Rwanda revival, East African revival, which was then flourishing, and who brought a breath of that revival back here to Horsey with him, with his family, every summer. Really quite exciting times they were. And then come Easter, the owner of the said caravan decided that the time had come to start a sailing cruise to visit Norfolk at Easter time, and the otters were born. That was 1951. And so for the first Easter, it happened that this mob descended on the old Methodist church up the road to be the first, so to speak, of the many who were to follow, and whose link with the Christians here in Horsey became very close. Well, then some of those who came at Easter and saw this place spotted what you can spot yourself if you look just down that way when you go out, a very nice field with football goalposts and various other sporting possibilities, and said, well, look, why don't we have a summer camp here? Ideal. We can sail half deckers on the broads and camp here and use the beach. Why not? So we did. And in 1953 or 4, I'm not sure which, the first of the Mallards camps was organised and took place on that field, with various things happening which we won't go into. The old corrugated iron village hall, which was our base for cooking and meals, is now gone, finished, disappeared. We nearly disappeared it some years ago because we nearly set fire to it. But we've managed to save the day just. Although it meant that our meal, which was on the paraffin stove, which was going up merrily inside the hall, was thrown out of the door. Stove, meal, were lost. The same hall. So for 20 odd years, in that field there, in the summertime, the tents went up, the Mallards camps, sailed around, messed about on the beach, played wide games in the middle of the night, generally made themselves felt. some of the sort of senior members of this outfit learned all their I was going to say skilled, whatever you might call them. It's such a refreshing change to be with one of the senior men, I won't say which one today, who every time a motor cruiser sort of passed or made way for us would say politely, thank you, thank you, thank you, whoever it was. And I may say that there was a time when he was the scourge of those cruisers. When at the end of the day he came back with his half decker with motor cruisers chalked on the side of it, each one of them representing one that had been pushed into the reed by his skillful navigation. So really, it is possible for a man to be converted. I sat back today in absolute sort of open mouth astonishment. Just a remarkable performance. Well, anyhow, all sorts of other things happened as well. So, every Easter we would have 2 or 3 weeks of cruises. Every summer, the Mallards, and every time we were here, we became involved in the life of the church and took part in services. And it's become, holy ground. Mm-hmm. Lots of memories, lots of reasons for joy, mm-hmm. and thanksgiving, especially thanksgiving to the good friends of Horsey who have put up with us so often and so patiently. That's why it's special. For some of us, this really is a bit of very special God's country, mm-hmm. and we are grateful to Him for the things that he's done, for the lives that have been touched and influenced in the field here and on the water, and sailing around and meeting with our friends. And when this beautiful building went up, of course, we rejoiced and were very quick to come in and share and using it and taking advantage of it. And we're glad that it's still bearing its witness. So that's really what lies behind it all, and why for some of us a visit here is a very special event indeed. For further information and full confessions, consult Mr. Cambatta or your chairman tonight, who has some quite lurid stories to tell, if he only dare tell them. Not to mention some of the other. Oh, thank you.